Alright folks, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity. This is your boy Leo Weston, coming at you live with another dose of 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Today, we're tackling something super important, understanding and managing those pesky emotional triggers. Ever felt like you're on a roller coaster of emotions, suddenly swinging from calm to chaos over seemingly insignificant things? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, we can take control of this emotional turbulence. We can learn to recognize our triggers, understand what sets them off, and ultimately, manage those reactions before they derail us. Think about it like this. Your emotions are like your car's dashboard warning lights. They're there to tell you something isn't quite right. But instead of ignoring them, we need to pull over, figure out what's wrong, and get ourselves back on track. Ignoring those emotional triggers is like driving with a broken engine. Eventually, you're gonna crash and burn. So let's dive in. First off, awareness is key. You gotta know your triggers, man. What sets you off? Is it criticism? Rejection? Certain people or situations? Start paying attention to those moments when your emotions go haywire. Notice the physical sensations, the thoughts racing through your head, and how you react. Journaling can be a lifesaver here. Jot down those trigger situations and how you felt. It's like creating a personal emotional map. Next up, understanding. Why are these things triggering you? What past experiences or beliefs are fueling those reactions? Maybe criticism reminds you of that time your boss publicly slammed your work back in college. Or maybe rejection makes you feel insecure because deep down, you worry about not being good enough. Digging into the why can help you break free from those automatic responses and see things more clearly. Now, reframing. This is where the magic happens. Instead of letting those triggers control you, challenge those negative thoughts. Turn that criticism into constructive feedback, use rejection as an opportunity for growth, and remember, your worth isn't tied to external validation. Reframe those situations with a more positive lens and watch how your emotions shift. And speaking of shifting, practice emotional regulation. Learn some techniques to calm yourself down when those triggers hit. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, or even taking a quick walk can work wonders. You gotta train your mind like you'd train your body. The more you practice, the better you get at managing those emotions. Finally, seek support if you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist. Talking things through can help you gain perspective and develop healthier coping mechanisms. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage to work on yourself, and that's something to be celebrated. Think about a time when someone said something critical about your work. Maybe a boss gave you some tough feedback, or a friend made a snarky comment during a project. How did you react? Did you get defensive? Angered? Most guys I know would say, "Dude, that really got under my skin. It felt like an attack on who I am." And honestly, I get it. Criticism can sting. But here's the thing. Framing that situation as a personal attack only fuels the fire. What if you reframed it as constructive feedback? What if you saw it as an opportunity to learn and grow? You could say something like, "Thanks for pointing that out, I appreciate the honesty. How can I improve on that next time?" See the difference? Remember, folks, managing those emotional triggers is a journey, not a destination. It's about becoming more aware of yourself, understanding your reactions, and taking control of your emotions instead of letting them control you. So, challenge those negative thoughts, practice self-compassion, and keep showing up for yourself every day. You got this. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing it. Someone who's battling those emotional triggers head on. Let's build a community of mindful men who support each other on this journey. Don't forget to leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, and hit that follow button on our social media channels. We've got more powerful insights coming your way, so stay tuned. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep rocking those emotional fitness routines. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.